We all know Big Basket. And one of the biggest reasons why it's remained relevant for so long is how it's kept its focus on its own warehouses and not on existing grocery stores like some of its peers. Many years later, in fact in mid-2021, the Tata Group acquired Big Basket. Meanwhile, quick commerce came into the picture and the whole game became all about dark stores or warehouses. But for some reason, despite its upper hand with regard to warehouses, Big Basket missed the quick commerce bus. It had been around for so long, almost as a pioneer, that it did not think that the likes of Instamart or Zepto could even be its direct competition. But very quickly, Instamart was already closing in on an elusive accomplishment. It was making consumers order groceries in small quantities as and when they needed it, just like food. Instant deliveries completed in less than half an hour were disrupting the decade-old industry, and Big Basket, the undisputed leader that the Tatas had bet on, took a few hours or days to deliver. It was only later that year that Big Basket's management finally realized that a new challenge was emerging. The following year, in 2022, quick commerce already made up 15 to 20% of India's e-grocery segment. Now, after a $2 million fundraise in December 2022, led by Tata, the ball is back in Big Basket's court. And now, as the e-grocer enters its second decade, it is scrambling to find ways to innovate and reassert its dominance. Welcome to Daybreak, a business podcast from The Ken. I'm your host, Nigdha Sharma, and I don't chase the news cycle. Instead, thrice a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I will come to you with one business story that is worth understanding and worth your time. When Tata acquired Big Basket at a reported valuation of $2 billion in mid-2021, the company was loss-making. So for those at Big Basket, it was an opportunity to shift their focus back to the company's core business, which was doorstep grocery delivery. By 2022, when quick commerce was all the rage, companies were pushing the envelope. I'm sure you remember how 10-minute deliveries became a thing. What happened to it later is a whole different story, of course, but at the time, the Tatas were quite concerned. So Big Basket did what it had done time and again. It imitated the competition with its own 20-minute delivery service called BB Now. A former senior executive who had spent over half a decade at Big Basket told the Ken reporter Somijit Saha, and I'm quoting, "You cannot let ego dictate things. Instamart had shown that this model was scalable, so we decided to follow." End quote. Eventually, BB Now became the first major project Big Basket had implemented under the Tatas, and employees could see that a shift had already begun. But it wasn't an entirely happy decision. According to many former employees, the Big Basket leadership was quite concerned about the quick commerce's high cash burn. Big Basket was still not profitable and had been trying to cut losses for years. Just 3 months into BB Now's launch, Big Basket's business-to-consumer arm saw its annual losses jump 4 times for the year that ended in March 2022. And though the Tata Group had kept its promise of letting Big Basket operate independently, it slowly started tightening the screws. Meanwhile, there is one game that Big Basket has clearly won. Stay tuned to find out. the rivals began crowding the scene one by one, Big Basket remained the largest e-grocer. But by 2022, with JioMart in the picture, Big Basket was forced to double down on giving discounts. The Ken's deputy editor Sita Raman wrote about this in his newsletter Trade Tricks. Within a year of its launch, JioMart had a 4% market share in online grocery. The main reason behind this was its aggressive pricing and, of course, its presence in over 200 cities and towns. Big Basket's market share in the year that ended in March 2021 was 37%. So, it is only fair to assume that JioMart's share of the pie has gone up since. If you want to understand how JioMart and Big Basket are approaching value e-tailing better, there are many similar examples in the offline world. Like Big Bazaar, JioMart is going heavy on periodic sales with heavy discounts. And just like Big Bazaar's rival DMart, Big Basket has decided to opt for low prices throughout the year, which explains the Har Din Sasta tagline. For those who do not understand Hindi, Har Din Sasta roughly translates into affordable every day or cheap every day. Big Basket may have over 50,000 SKUs, which is by far the largest among e-grocers, but it has finally realized that deals matter more than range. Big Basket was trying to be an alternative to JioMart and DMart Ready, the online venture of India's second largest supermarket chain, DMart. Now, Big Basket is an alternative. Stay tuned for more. DMart Ready is still cheaper than Big Basket for a wide range of products, but Big Basket is closing the gap pretty fast. A brokerage called Prabhudas Leeladhar recently compared the prices of 125 products across the three services, and it found that Big Basket raised the price of one in every four of the products. JioMart and DMart Ready, meanwhile, did so for every one in three products. This has helped Big Basket narrow the difference in discounts. Take pulses, for example. It is a category that does not have big brands. In all the products that the brokerage looked at, Big Basket's prices were closer to DMart Ready. It's not very different in dairy and personal care. The price difference between DMart Ready and Big Basket is now negligible for products like Amul Butter and Dove Soap. Now, you may be thinking, why is she telling me all this? It is inconsequential. But trust me, it is not. You see, DMart does not pride itself on range or even fresh produce. But it is very particular about one thing, that is, offering great deals day in and day out. Matching that is a big deal for any rival, and that too for a rival whose guiding principles are not ruthless efficiency and complete attention to profits. And Big Basket knows how important this is. For a company that is a category creator, there is no denying the hard truth that Big Basket wasted its first mover advantage. It allowed rivals of all sizes and shapes to position themselves well in different parts of the online grocery space. JioMart and DMart Ready in the value segment, and Instamart and Blinkit in quick commerce. But Big Basket's value approach is very important to its parent Tata. Tata spent about $2 billion on a super app called Tata Neu, but people shrugged it off after its launch. The app now has a new design and payment features. But for it to succeed in its new avatar, it needs Big Basket to work. 4 in 5 transactions on Tata Neu in the first year were reportedly grocery or medicine orders. And let's be real, none of the other brands on Tata Neu app, like Tata Click, Tata 1MG or Croma, are market leaders. Forget about being category creators. So, a lot is riding indeed on Big Basket. It is also clear as day that only one thing matters the most to grocery buyers. Neither JioMart nor DMart Ready offer anything close to an online shopping experience that you could actually enjoy. Big Basket may actually be far better in this regard. But what it actually really boils down to in the online groceries business is, like Sita says, being bang on to the buck. Daybreak is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-focused business news platform. What you're listening to is just a small sample of our subscriber-only offerings. A full subscription unlocks daily long-form feature stories, newsletters, subscriber-only apps, and podcast extras. Head to theken.com and click on the red subscribe button on the top of the website. I am Snigdha Sharma, your host, and today's episode was edited by my colleague Rajiv Sien.